Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, it's Saturday, January 11th, and we are back on our usual publication schedule, which is every Saturday we drop a new podcast. We had taken a bit of a break, and of course, we did release one special segment where we reflected on the outlook for 2025 in South Africa's agriculture, and also recapped on some of the difficulties that as a country we faced in 2024. So if you haven't listened to that particular segment, I would encourage you to listen to it, because some of the conversations that we will have during the year will draw back from a key themes that we outlined in that particular segment. Just go through the channel and give it a listen. But today I want to discuss something that perhaps we haven't talked about in quite some time, and that is sorghum. The reason I'm bringing sorghum here is that I've noticed on X and the other social platforms, whenever I post about the difficulties that the South African maize industry experiences, either it's a drought or floods or any other challenges, I often see comments of people saying, look, if maize has all of these difficulties, why don't we also explore sorghum production in South Africa and expand that and make sure that we prepare it nicely and households can be able to access it in a convenient way, and it is also nutritious. And the other benefit that people outline is the fact that if you think about sorghum relative to maize, in certain environment, it tends to be quite resilient. Even when there is drought, you'll see that sorghum perhaps maybe does relatively better compared to maize in certain areas. So that's usual conversation that I usually hear from people. And there's also been a lot of work that has been happening in the sorghum industry in South Africa. Our friends at Grain SA, for example, they have these sorghum working groups and various working groups for other grains and the oilseeds. And in that sorghum one, the big conversation in the recent past has been about how to improve productivity of the crop, but also marketing it and talking more about the nutritious benefits of consuming sorghum. There's many universities that are involved and working with people. And a few years back, they even had an international sorghum conference that took place here in South Africa with experts from various parts of the world coming in to talk about this crop and its benefits and how to improve its productivity. This is all good, and it provides the necessary hope, especially to people that are worried about the sorghum, as well as the fact that it's not taking off in South Africa. But the reality is that in the country, the major issue that we face in sorghum is just the weak demand. I've talked to many people that are in the food industry to say, folks, why aren't we going big on sorghum? But my sense is that the consumer demand is just not there, with all of the benefits that we talk about health-wise and how the process it can be packaged and marketed. It hasn't hit that place where you see a critical mass of South Africans going for it. There seem to be still a lot of demand for traditional staples like maize relative to what you will see in sorghum. And so that does play a particular role in the country. The other aspect, because this issue of a demand hasn't been new in South Africa, we've known this for quite some time, that the sorghum demand has been declining, both for consumption, industrial use, and animal feed. It's been declining in South Africa to an extent that one of the conversations that we have been having, or we've had about a decade ago actually, was the story of how we can use sorghum as a feedstock in the biofuel manufacturing or production in South Africa. And that conversation heated up in 2013, 14, 15, and then it fizzled out afterwards. And at the time when we were still having a conversation about the possibilities of biofuel, that seemed to be the only thing that can actually change the trajectory that we are seeing in the sorghum production in South Africa. Take, for example, this past season, the 2023-24 production season. If you were to think about the area that South African farmers planted on sorghum, the farmers planted around about 42,000 hectares of sorghum. You compare that with where we were in 1990, for example. This is down by 75% compared to the area that we planted at that time. Because in a 1990-91 production season, South Africa planted about 166,000 hectares. Now we were at 42,000 hectares. So this just shows you that decline in production. But that's the aspect of an area. If you think about the production, the tonnages that we're producing, in 1990, we had a tonnage of about 300,000 tons that were coming out of the sorghum production. This past season, we had 95,000 tons of sorghum. So this tells you then this trajectory, because if you look at the population dynamics of South Africa from 1990 compared to where we are today, the population has grown. So if the demand was there, you would have assumed that perhaps maybe the production of sorghum would have followed the similar trend. But we just have not been seeing that. And I think some of the aspects in addition to this then is also to say, okay, can we put the sorghum products there, market them well, and also think about how, if they are used in beer production, take away that, and all kinds of things that many people that are in the sorghum industry have been talking about. But all of those so far, they don't seem to have actually sparked the demand that we need. Back in 2014, one of the conversations then in that biofuel space that we were having was that there will be a Mabele Fuels, where Mabele Fuels and IDC were going to open up a biofuel plant in Bothaville. At the time, there was a hope that that biofuel plant would create close to 17,000 jobs. And it would also bring opportunities for farmers in the Eastern Cape, which were said at the time that they would be producing a lot of their sorghum that would then be processed in that biofuel. The thinking at the time was that the plant could utilize about 500,000 tons of sorghum, which is what then was to be expected to be produced in other areas that they were already producing, but also the additional volume from the Eastern Cape. When we had this conversation around about 2014, I mean, think about 2013-14 production season in sorghum. We had sorghum production of about 265,000 tons. That's where the production would be. So if we're aiming on that plant to use about 500,000 tons, that's where then the additional volume was expected that it would come from the Eastern Cape. And there was a whole lot of optimism in Cradock and other areas. We were thinking to say, look, these are areas that will plant sorghum. Lot of optimism in the Eastern Cape, and we are thinking that this will be a game changer. But it really did fizzle out, in part because of the government support in financing of this, but also the changes in the oil market, amongst other things. And this is what led to the decline and the fizzling out of the whole biofuel conversation. Unless we revive that conversation and we think clearly about the financing and the feasibility, the sustainability of it, perhaps maybe that could be another avenue to restart the sorghum demand in South Africa that is just not there. Even if then this time around it will be for industrial use, not for human consumption. But when we realized then around about 2015-16 that we weren't going anywhere with the sorghum, a friend of mine and also a colleague, Dr. Tinashe Kapuya, is a fellow agricultural economist. We sat down, we work on this article where we're saying, look, if then this thing is not going anywhere, what must happen within the sorghum industry? Can we think of it maybe being produced in South Africa for export markets? Who's buying a lot of sorghum out there in the world? And at the time, in all of the work that we did thinking about the export possibilities, what our article concluded was that Cameroon, Sudan, Ethiopia were some of the markets that were attractive in the African continent. And they were growing and there was a low import tariffs. And we thought that perhaps maybe South Africa, if we happen to have a robust sorghum production, we can export to those markets. Globally, Japan and Mexico were the major export markets that we thought perhaps maybe we can get into these markets also, because there was also zero-rated tariffs, and those were markets that the work Tinashe and I did in terms of the exports were saying it would go there. But beyond those export markets, there was really not much out there in the world. Sorghum is not needed as people need maize or need wheat or need soybeans. So that was a major challenge. So our thinking was that if then South Africa is serious about reviving the sorghum production, we will have to do one part of the consumer promotion of this product and various things that people can make out of sorghum so that it's not only the traditional stuff that people are aware of. And I guess this lies on the hands of the food technologists. They need to do their part of showcasing some of these things. Beyond the domestic human consumption part, we can then think about to say on an industrial use, what can be done to ensure that sorghum is back again on the table. That's another conversation that we have to have as a country. And I think once we explore that, then it may be worth revisiting the whole story of the export markets, because Tinashe and I did that paper in 2015. It's 10 years now since we wrote that. The markets and the consumption and the population, consumer taste has changed in some of the areas. But I do think that these are all worth having a conversation and exploring, because the current trend in the production of sorghum that we are seeing now is very troubling. To have an area having declined by 75% and have production having fallen from 300,000 tons in 1990 to where we are at 95,000 tons in 2024, then that speaks to those difficulties. And of course, then people may ask and say, if farmers are not planting sorghum, what's going on with that land? That land has been converted to other crops that are more profitable, expanding maize, expanding soybean, sunflower, and other things. So it's really the economics, people opting for the crops and the use that can give them better returns than sorghum. So the economics of sorghum is something that we need to focus on, in addition to marketing and the other things. But I thought it's important to bring this into conversation, because every now and then one sees the comments of people that really care about this crop, that acknowledge and see its benefits, and then raising all kinds of questions which are very important. But I think those questions, we have to reflect on them, in the context of all of these things that are happening in this particular market. With that, folks, let me stop there. That's our first segment for the year. We will strive to drop these every Saturday, and make sure that you continue to support this podcast and send it out to friends and colleagues that you think they may find it useful. Thank you so very much for listening. And as always, follow me on socials under Wandile Sihlobo, and follow us also on socials at Mkokeli Podcast, as well as our publisher, The Financial Mail. Thanks for listening.